Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, there are three things that are certain in life: death, taxes, and eventually you getting found out your balls aren't as big as you portray them to be. Everyone's got their kryptonite, and sometime, when you least expect it, your balls will be exposed for the tiny size that they are. Talked about when you got caught with your little balls, 131060. Also public tumbles. Elle McPherson, she's had two public tumbles in 6 months. That's four tumbles a year. Too many tumbles, I'd say. Also, I took over Shuey Louie's Tinder account. That's been happening all week. Managed to have a conversation with a man tonight. He was none the wiser. Did you get stuck because of your size? Whether that be fat, tall, or just too buff. You open the phones for that, and of course, the world's hardest Kim quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Everyone's got a chink in their armour. Even the most masculine of alpha males, such as myself, Shuey Louie.
Rate yourself.
We've all just got a tiny little bit. I mean, we try and act like the tough guy. Even women, you know, real brave. Hold your head up high. Yes, no, nothing can deter me. We've all got our weaknesses. We've all got our fears. We've all got those things that everyone else around us can do. And every now and then you find yourself in a little situation. You get found out, you don't got no balls anymore. Married at First Sight last night. I mean, how was this chick? I forget, I haven't watched the new Intruders. What are their names? I haven't had time to watch them. This guy's called Billy.
Billy.
I know that. And his wife's, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
She's got a child called Baby.
She's important. Oh, that girl, yeah. She's told Billy that he doesn't have any balls. You know, he hasn't taken the relationship by the scruff of the neck. He's been a bit of a beta cuck. Billy doesn't like that one bit. But then Billy starts, like, going too far, protesting that he does have balls and he is courageous. And then he protested too much.
Oh, you don't think I have balls?
I don't feel like you have big enough balls at all.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
Well, at the moment, I feel like you don't.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a tip for you, Billy. Billy, no balls. If you're going to try and present the case that you've got balls, you can't finish the argument about you not having balls with, okay.
You need to have something to back it up with. Yeah. Like, he's blatantly saying he has no balls.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
Don't. Okay.
Billy, you got no balls, mate. You got two lonesome raisins at the bottom of a fruit and nut mix. There's no balls there.
Shriveled up sultanas.
131060. When did you get found out that you didn't have any balls?
I don't feel like you have big enough balls at all.
When was it clear you didn't have big balls? You lacked all the courage and the strength that you're used to.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
You get found out from time to time. Now, I'm a guy who'll go on roller coasters, I've bungee jumped, I've skydived, I'm a real thrill seeker. There's one thing that I can't do. And it happened one time in Chicago, and it's happened one time in Melbourne, because they've got those sky towers where really high building, and then they've got this little bit that's made full of glass walls, glass ceiling, glass floor, and it protrudes out of the building, and you can go there. It's like a little tourist attraction. And you go there with your family, and you stand out there on the glass bit and have your photo taken.
Ooh,
it's like, wow.
I can see the bottom.
Yeah, it's not even, I don't think it's even really marketed as like a thrill. It's more just, yeah, we'll come and see the scenery, and there's more of a view because we're not going to block the floor either. I can't do it. I cannot do it. And me, my mum, my dad, my two brothers, we were all in Melbourne. We're like, oh, let's go to the Sky Tower. And I was like, no, I've done this in Chicago before. It was not a good time, guys. It's not a good time. They're all out there trusting the glass, you know. Just some tradies knocked that up, by the way. You know, like, how often are they checking that glass floor? It doesn't
there
seem very natural
so
to me.
There would be so many procedures to make sure that is very safe.
I can't get past it. I cannot get past it. And we're all supposed to go out there for the family photo. Little Asian kids, little five-year-olds are going out there before
toddlers.
Us. I'm sweating buckets. I've said, you know what, guys, I'm sorry. I get that it's a family photo. Can't do it. Can't do the glass bottom. And I just see all four of them just slowly like a zzzz, like get moved down for the photo. And I'm there back on like dry floor.
No balls?
No balls. Absolutely no balls.
Oh, you don't think I have balls?
I didn't have any balls.
You didn't?
At that point. I didn't have any balls at that point. But it takes a strong man or woman to admit when they were afraid and they got called out for their balls. There was nothing I could do. So, you know what, guys, you're right. It's not my thing. Doesn't make me less of a man just because I can't stand 350 floors up in a bloody glass building. Don't tell me I don't not have balls.
I also have an example of this because I like to think of myself as one of those people who, in an emergency situation, I'm going to, like, be the one that's in there helping people, like pulling people out of a fire or anything like that.
Okay.
And then me and my friend, when we were younger, we were walking down the street, and this guy was on a motorbike going down the street, and he was, like, showing off, and he was doing a big wheelie the whole way down the street.
Wow.
And, like, speeding, like, being an idiot.
Yeah.
And me and my friend just walking, and then all of a sudden, this guy flips his motorbike and stacks it. And he's the only one on the street.
Oh.
And me and my friend are just sitting there. We're, like, 10 years old, and we just, like, look at each other. We're, like, the closest to the crime scene, and we just run away.
Ah! You just bolted.
We're like, run! We didn't know what to do. He got up. He was fine. Like, he kept going. But we thought, like, maybe they thought we would be...
You'd be in trouble somehow.
Yeah.
You'd flip this bike.
Don't ever say that I don't have balls.
Nah, producer Jack didn't have balls at that point. You get found out. 13, 10, 60. You present yourself as a very strong male or female. There was one time or another where your fear came undone in the most brutal of ways. You had no balls. Time to come clean tonight. 13, 10, 60 calls on now.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I don't feel like you have big enough balls at all.
When was it clear you didn't have big balls? You lacked all the courage and the strength that you're used to.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
Don't say to someone they don't have balls. You've just got to wait. You've just got to be patient with the facts. And one day they'll get found out that they've got tiny little cashews.
Huge insult.
Huge insult, for one. But everyone's got a chink in their armour. And I'd say you got bigger balls admitting that you don't have any balls every now and then. No one can have big balls all the time. No one can have big Wilson beach balls 24/7.
Bold from you to admit that you can't stand out on a glass piece of building, would you call it?
Are you trying to say that I don't have no balls?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
You're giving me the stares like Billy from Maths.
Jake in Canberra on 13, 10, 60. Did you get found out that you don't have balls?
Yeah, sure, Dan. So I've done everything. Like, I've done bungee jumping, I've done skydiving, anything you can think of.
Yeah.
I still live with my mum, so I'm kind of the man of the house, and she runs in, Jake, help. So I run into the room to kill a little spider about the size of a 10-cent piece, and I bolt. I just run.
Oh, wow.
And that was, I've petrified of spiders. I tried to keep it in as long as I could, but...
You get found out.
Yeah,
A man with tiny pistachio pellet balls who's scared of spiders, being the man of the house, will get found out with no balls eventually.
Yep. Don't say that I don't have balls.
No, you don't, though, mate.
You don't, Jake.
You thought you had goodness gracious great balls of fire. I'm telling you right now, unpopped little popcorn kernels hanging in that sack. Absolutely nothing from you. Thanks, Jake. Takes balls to say it, though. Takes balls to say it. Gabrielle in Hobart. You got found out you don't have any balls. Gabby.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I have no balls when it comes to entering a lift.
What? Why?
I've always had a fear of being locked in one.
Yeah, right. So it's not even the height thing. It is literally don't think it's going to open again once the doors close.
Yeah. I've been skydiving and... But lifts, I won't do it. I'll run 60 flights of stairs before I get in the lift. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. If there was a 50-floor place, surely you'd get in the lift.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't say that I don't have balls.
Oh, man, I don't think you got any balls there, Gabby. I believe that you're scared of, and you got those big cannonballs, those big proud pecans from time to time.
Yeah, but lift, I won't do it.
Nah.
I remember when I was little, my dad made me get in a lift, and I just started crying.
Yeah, okay. Yep, we're good. Now, pastel pair of prunes you've got.
Yeah. A
couple of old tiny blackjack dice in
no
your sack.
Balls.
Little mouse food pellets.
Yeah.
Little withery old pair of red loof balloons. No balls.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country on 13, 10, 60 on Instagram as well at Danny Lakey Late Show with Elle McPherson. She's fallen off a stage in Vienna. Yeah. It's a headline that's bound to grab attention. I mean, I clicked on it. I must admit, I did the Daily Scroll of the News this morning, so Elle McPherson stacks it. I thought, oh, look, I love Elle, but Jesus Christ, it's going to be good. And I hope there's some video footage.
She stacks it all the time.
She does.
She's got wobbly legs.
It couldn't have been more than 6 months ago that I was covering a bloody Elle McPherson stack story. story. Like a baby giraffe learning to walk, which is weird considering that's what she gets paid to do for a bloody living. This latest one happened in Vienna. She was left red-faced, stacked press conference. She's speaking to the media ahead of her appearance at the annual Vienna Opera Ball. McPherson will attend the exclusive soiree with millionaire businessman Richard Lunya, who pays a female celebrity to accompany him each year.
I wouldn't mind that.
Is she an escort now or something?
True. Maybe her fortune's sort of gone down a bit. She needed extra pay.
The model was making her way down the stage steps when she lost her footing and tumbled to the ground. Here's the audio.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the shop,
you know what it is? Because there's so much camera flashes I can't see, so...
Oh, come on, champ.
It's not the reason.
I saw the footage. There's literally no cameras going off as she's walking down the stairs. And then the second she stacks it, obviously the paps are going again. Then it's all of a sudden thunder and lightning. What a classic excuse. But first, like we said, 6 months ago.
Have a good day, Elle.
Whoa. That one's on the curb as well. Like that one's.
She was just trying to get into her car.
How does that happen?
This woman's had some bad stacks in the past 6 months, and I think on 13 10 60. Want to hear from people out there who've had public tumbles.
Is there an annoying hippie you just cannot stand? They think they're so amazing just for wearing a hat.
That's the wrong one.
Did
you have a tumble when you fell down on your knees?
Hey, pressing the right buttons. Public tumbles on 13 10 60. Have you had one? I was at the gym probably about 3 years ago, and this was, I'm not buff by any stretch of the imagination, but this was when I first started out. Little skinny weasel in the gym. Takes all your courage, all your confidence to rock up to those things when you're in a little singlet, your arms like the size of matchsticks. Thought I'd do some cardio.
I saw this. I can see where this is going.
I saw this workout where one of the best ways to burn fat instead of just running on the treadie was that you get one of the benches and you like run and step up on the bench and then step back down. And you step up on the bench and you step back down. Bench probably about 50 centimetres high. After about 7 or 8, my little matchstick calves have started to fatigue. I've missed the bench.
And just given way.
I've gone right over the bench, but I sort of landed on my shins, crushed my shins on the top. Made a big old kerfuffle. All the lads are looking around at me.
At the gym, everyone runs over to you and like make sure you're all good.
To be honest, no one did. And I'm glad they bloody didn't. I wanted them to just pretend that they didn't see it. They all did see it. They're just like, what an idiot. I wanted to be evacuated out of there. So freaking embarrassing. 13 10 60, your public tumbles. Because like we said earlier, if you're with a friend, you can just laugh it off.
Oh, it's so fine. Like you crack up laughing, you're like, oh my God. On your own.
Yep.
There's no going there.
No, not at all. Have you had a public stack? We want to hear from you. We sympathise with you. We'll get to the calls next. It's the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Public tumbles. Did you have a tumble when you fell down on your... Knees?
Did you have a public tumble on 13 10 60? Nothing worse. I mean, physical damage aside, it's the emotional turmoil. It's when you've got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off and go, oh my God, how many people were looking? You look around, there's a good couple of people who saw.
When you're on your own, it's the worst. You can't hide from that at all.
You want to be helivacked out of that situation. There aren't many more character-building exercises than falling over in public and copping the wrath of everyone going, oh my God. I mean, it could have so easily happened to me, but oh my God, look at them. Elle McPherson, she's done it twice in 6 months. Once today.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the shop,
you know what it is? Because there's so much camera flashes I can't see, so...
Come on, Al.
Stop
blaming it on the paparazzi. They were 5 metres away like they should be. There was no flash photography in that presser. You're like a gangly giraffe trying to walk down those stairs in those stilettos. It's the second time she's done it in 6 months. Kimberly in Melbourne, you've had a public stack before?
I did. As if I needed another reason to hate Valentine's Day.
Oh, tell me about it, sister!
Oh, hate it. But coming out of the self-service checkout, minding my own business, and because of all these buggers that have been buying flowers for everybody else, they dripped water all over the floor and I went an absolute cropper. Coming out of Woolies, yep, and landed fair and square on my knee. But to add insult to injury, they have market day on Thursdays, and of course there's all these little people setting up their stalls.
course.
So hundreds of people just watching you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there was a tinge of Elle Macpherson about it, trying to blame the paparazzi, aka the Valentine's lovers with their roses and water.
But yeah, in the end, they suck for being so in love. That's their problem.
Yeah, and for it to coincide with market day, I feel you 100%, Kimberly. Thanks for the call. Angela in Canberra on 131060, Public Stack.
Yeah, sure. I was in a packed movie theatre, second night of a really big movie, walked up the stairs on one side, couldn't find a seat because it was so busy, turned around, next minute I am at the bottom of the stairs, upside down, legs in the air.
Picture this so well.
Is it fantastic?
Absolutely, as you know, everyone racing to get up and say, "Hey, do you need a hand?" I'm like, "Just go away."
Yeah,
just go away.
That's the thing. I'll try and not get involved. Yeah, I'll try and the best thing you can do with a public tumble is pretend you haven't seen it and just continue on.
Well, the whole movie theater scene for Angela rolls 74 meters.
No. The trailers were very captivating. They didn't see a thing. They didn't see a thing.
It was well and truly seen.
Yeah. And I was going to say, at least it's carpeted stairs, but it's not about the physical toll, is it? It's about the emotional wrath of 200 moviegoers going, oh, grab the popcorn, check out this chick. Daniel in Newcastle, wrap this up on 131060, Public Tumbles.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here for about 45 minutes now.
Yeah, it was on my wedding day. Me and lads were out all weekend partying. And come my wedding day, I've got there, I've walked up to the altar and I've just went tits up, just collapsed.
Down the aisle.
Yeah.
In front of everyone and your wife.
And her father that him and I don't even get along as it is.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look, is it? When you've turned
No, it was pretty embarrassing, but it kind of made it, you know. It was spoke about for a couple of months after. It still gets spoken about now.
Yeah.
History.
Obviously falling head over heels for the bride. Oh, am I right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Should have said that.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. My Tinder takeover. Whoa. Shoey Louie's finding love for sure. My Tinder takeover. Whoa, I'm gonna swipe men right, lots more.
Yeah, all week Shoey Louie has handed the reins of her Tinder account over to yours truly. Can I just say, I've been chatting with a lot of men. You're getting a lot of bites.
I saw, I think it was maybe 39 last time I looked. 39 men.
Yeah, I'm spinning a lot of plates, mate. And all for your sake, never has there been such a selfless act. I said last night on the show, after playing a myriad of conversations, of verbatim conversations that actually happened, that I did get a little carried away. Of course, I'm a method actor. I got into your character. I thought, what would Shoey Louie do in this situation? I made the executive decision that you were really into this guy and I accidentally may have given him your number.
Oh, my God.
He was texting you today and you didn't know what to do.
Is this the one you said cowabunga to?
Yeah, may have been a cowabunga thrown in there. He really wanted to chat to you. He was texting, but he was really keen for a call and you didn't want to speak to him. Well, I said, all right, can we cut a deal here? You go into the geezer's audio booth and just record a whole heap of voice grabs. Hellos, common date questions, common greetings, common salutations, etc. And then I can just press them on my little computer and it should go off without a hitch.
Surely he's going to know.
Don't know if he did. In fact, I'm pretty sure he has no idea he's on a national radio show.
And he thinks we're in love.
I think, if anything, he just thinks you're a little bit weird.
Fair call, I am.
This is what happened earlier on today. Of course, I was by the phone, by the microphones as well, waiting for all of this to happen. Okay, here we go. Right.
Hi.
Hey, Louisa, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm doing really well.
I quite like your voice.
Oh, thanks. I often get told it's quite deep and not really good for anything. So, yeah, that's great. A compliment straight off the bat. How's things? How's the radio?
Never mind about that. How's your day been?
Yeah, not bad. I'm heading out for dinner with a couple of the boys. Not sure what to get. Maybe some burgers or beers or something. I don't know. Like, what's your favourite dish?
Pardon?
What's your favourite dish for dinner?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, my next question was, would you maybe want to go out for dinner with me if no boys turned up and it was just you and I?
No. So what are you up to this weekend?
Okay. I don't know now what I'm doing, so yeah.
So what are you looking for in a partner?
Well, not really too sure, to be honest. Maybe a Kiwi girl, I guess. I really like your voice. I should stop saying that. I'm just getting nervous. I'm sorry. You have a great laugh. It's really cute.
That's hilarious. What's your favourite movie?
Terminator. You want to know why?
Yes.
Because I'll be back, baby. Hopefully back in your arms. I'm not sure. Yeah, just maybe, I don't know, call me back sometime. Are you busy right now? I'm not sure.
Alrighty then.
You're not, so, like, going back to dinner, is that a thing or no? Or, like, I'm really confused, to be honest, so.
Never mind about that.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Alright, cheers.
See ya. That sounded semi-legit.
I'm good on the buttons, mate. I'm very good on the buttons.
You're going, don't mind about that. So, are we getting dinner? Nope.
Never you mind, Giancarlo. Never you mind. I don't think Giancarlo's going to be rocking up tomorrow night, but I have on good word from about 3 or 4 lads right now on your Tinder account. They're going to be in here tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
You.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't even score a date on the weekend if your life depended on it last week. Now, look, 4 lads. For a Friday night.
Got my pickings.
We will do that tomorrow night, Shoey Louie, on as many blind dates as I can handle.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, fat rat alert, guys. Fat rat. It's a fat rat. Fat rat that people are losing. I just love that phrase. Fat rat. Feels good off the tongue. Feels great coming out of my throat. Feels pleasant out of the lungs, Shoey Louie.
Fat rat
stuck in drain. People are losing their shit over it. It's gone viral. I mean, the photo is a well-timed photo. The rat seems to be staring right down the barrel of the camera. It's taking on human tendencies, dare I say. I think there's a little bit of rat in all of us, because this rat, he's obviously packed on the winter flab, trying to sort of nurse his young and whatnot, full of milk and excess visceral fat between his little ratty layers. And he's trying to go down a drain. Too small. Tiny little hole for a big fat rat. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't like rats, but he looks cute. Like, I've got sympathy for him. I feel sorry for the little fat rat.
You know why? Because you can't see his tail. It's the tail that ruins a rat.
It is. The little naked taily thing.
Yeah. He's just got his pudgy little belly in it and his little face and his tiny little claws hanging out of this tiny drain. It took 7 firefighters to remove this little rat.
That's the best part of the photo. It's just this small fat rat and then 7 grown men trying to help him.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got a little bit of fat rat in us. 131060, have you got stuck because of your size?
Large thighs and eating too many pies. Did you get stuck because of your size?
Yeah, did you get stuck because of your size on 131060?
We're not just taking calls, though, on, like, girth. Of people.
Girth.
Like people's weight.
No, I'm not fat shaming anyone, Producer Jack. No, girth? What are you talking about? Was your penis too thick? Did it get stuck in someone?
Your belly has a girth.
Danny!
No, of course not. Your size,
Producer Jack. Can you both stop saying the word girth?
That's why I said size in the opener, Producer Jack. You can be too tall, you can be too muscular, you can be too fat, your penis can be too wide,
stop
long,
it.
Short, whatever.
Stop it with the girth.
I used to work at Wet n' Wild, and dead set, the amount of times you had to fish people out of those little rubber rings at the bottom of the slide. It was embarrassing. People get stuck. But like, that's the thing. Some people, and yeah, please, I don't want to say we're not taking the fat calls either. The fat calls would be fun.
Call away.
Some people are very proud of their obesity. I've got nothing wrong with that. People would. I've never seen someone laugh so hard more than a fat mum with her 8 kids trying to get out of a donut at Wet n' Wild before. They love it.
And
that's the funnest part of the day. I'm the lifeguard there. I've got to trundle on over. I've got to hold the ring. She's wiggling her ass in me face. Got to get out of it. It's hilarious, though. She loves it. Absolutely.
I once got stuck in one of those swings at the park. So, you know, that has the 2 holes in it. Like, you're supposed to put a baby in there.
Oh, the baby one,
I went in backwards and put my 2 legs in and got stuck.
How did you get out?
I had to get both my parents to pull me up by my arms, like, out of the whole thing.
It's clear that Producer Jack's thighs have too much girth.
Stop it with the girth.
When did you get stuck because of your size is what we want to know. We'll take the calls next on 131060. It's the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Large thighs and eating too many pies. Did you get stuck because of your size?
Because of your size, guys. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a fatty getting stuck. You could be too muscular, could be too tall. There's many different ways to measure size. Producer Jack is slowly learning. We're talking about it because a fat rat got stuck halfway through down a drain. Fat rat. Silly fat rat.
Little fatty.
He started going through and he just couldn't quite get there in the end. A couple of belt sizes too big for that small drain hole. It's all right.
His family are probably wondering where he was as well, because it would have been a drain rat.
Mummy, where's Daddy? I don't know.
Fat rat. I got stuck once. Mm. I was a wee fatty when I was younger.
I've seen photos of you. You weren't mucking around as an 8-year-old.
No.
You were a real chunkster.
I was huge. I was a unit. And I was in a, I was trying on some clothes with Mum, and I got stuck in a top. So I'm standing there with my arms up, and Mum's like pulling it, and I'm like,
oh, no. Was it an adult size at that point? Because I saw you when you were 8.
Rude.
Try to slip into a size 14.
Plus size.
Tessa in Melbourne on 131060. You get stuck because of your size before?
Yeah, I did. Look, I got was exploring at the beach, went through some caves. A couple of friends of mine went, oh, yeah, let's squeeze through here. Looks really cool. They went through. Most of me got through, but one particular part of my body meant I got stuck.
Oh, yeah, where was this? The midriff?
It was my boobs, actually.
Oh,
yeah. Slightly more well endowed than they were.
It sounds like you may be stuck in another cave at the moment. Not the best reception, but thank you, Tessa, in Melbourne. Jane, in Melbourne as well. You get stuck because of your size?
Yeah, I was almost 9 months pregnant working in a commercial kitchen, and I got stuck between a dishwasher and a shelf of plates.
Oh, Jesus what? Christ.
Can you explain the position? How does that happen?
It was quite like a small kind of corner, and I just thought I was smaller than I was, and I just got into an awkward spot, and I got stuck.
Small corner, big belly.
Yes, huge wow. Belly at the time.
Curious belly button as well. So it literally got wedged in there.
Yeah, I got quite stuck. Oh, I had to get a co-worker to kind of help me jimmy the shelf away so I could get out.
Thank God, 9 months ago. I mean, lucky you got there in time. You may have ended up giving birth in a casserole dish or something.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is the world's hardest quiz. The world's hardest Kim quiz tonight. Of course, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump meeting up. Second time now in Hanoi. Better start getting some business done, lads. Apparently no cigar today. Are they done? Are they done like a dog's dinner now, Producer Jack? Or are they going to try and patch things up over the next couple of days?
I think talks will continue. They've just halted at this stage.
Oh, well, that's very ambiguous, isn't it? They'll continue, but not for the moment. All right, so no closer to Kim Jong-un handing over the nuclear codes.
Yes. No closer.
I don't think we're any closer into understanding the story one bit. It is the world's hardest Kim quiz on 131060. And question number one was a low-fat version of a popular dairy drink. Elise in Hobart, you are the fastest fingers through. Any ideas?
Oh, yay. I've never been the fastest fingers through before.
What do you think it is?
Is it skim milk?
Oh, skim milk? I guess... Kim milk is correct. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and low-fat version. Don't mind a bit of skim from time to time. And keep in mind, I think most dairy for most people is not ideal. You can treat yourself. Just don't be one of those skim people with three sugars. You're missing the point there. I think you'd agree.
Yeah. Yeah, no good.
A famous phrase Kath uses in Kath and Kim is what?
Kimmy, look at me.
Oh, Kim. Me, look at me, look at me. Yeah, correct.
Kimmy, look at me, please. Look at me.
Classic banter from mother and daughter. A traditional Korean side dish that's great for health. Great for gut health.
Oh, kimchi.
Ah, Kim. She is correct. Yeah, I reckon. I reckon Kim Jong-un loves a bit of kimchi. He'd go nuts for the stuff. Fermented, all salty, simmering around in those big guts of his. Next question. If Shuey Louie was to say the word chemistry, how would she say it?
Chemistry.
Chemistry is correct.
That is not what I sound that like.
Go on, say chemistry.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's
chemistry.
Yeah,
oh, my
see?
God, I do. I do.
Yeah. All the time. Every single E turns to an I, the I's turn to O's, the O's turn to U's, and the U's turn to A's. That's what they do. Final question. Jeez, we're making record pace here. A popular Disney animated TV show where the main character is a ginger girl saving the world from supervillains.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know it.
No.
Gonna
going to have to buzz you in, I'm afraid.
Damn it.
Sorry. Abby in Melbourne on 13 10 60. All the groundwork's been done. The pavement's been set. You just got to wait for the keys to the house. What is it?
It's Kim Possible.
Never heard anything like it. Elise did everything and you've just swooped in at the end.
Thankfully.
You yourself have scored the rabbit vibrator thanks to Love Honey.
Yay. Thank you.
Have a nice weekend, Abby. How good's Kim Possible?
Will.
Just quietly. How good's that show? My celebrity free pass in the cartoon world, by the way. I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me, because I'm Kim Possible. This is the remix. Ooh, yeah. Back it up, Kim Possible. Oh, yeah, back it up, my ginger cartoon crush.
Kim Possible.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country, and that is the end of the show for a Thursday. Before we get out of here, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack is scouring Facebook to some of the most peculiar comments online, and Chewy Louie ferociously figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Self-service checkouts are saving thousands of teenagers from the embarrassment of their first condom purchase. Well, cast your mind back to that first time. You have to go get your own rubbers. Far out. What a nerve-wracking time. You take pride. That's how you know when you've gone from real teenager. It doesn't matter if you're 18, 19, 16, 21, whatever. That's how you know when you've gone from real teenager to adulthood. When you can just stand there, chest out, and just chuck the condoms on the checkout at Chemist Warehouse. Just look at the other person, get all awkward. If you're real alpha, you'll also go ask them where the bananas, rubber gloves, and sink plungers are.
That's terrible.
Producer Jack, scaring the internet.
Yeah, so today there was an article that came out that Uber is now about to allow you to add a tip at the end of your trip.
Yes.
So you can choose if you like. And it's like open this big debate up again about whether tipping should be the norm in Australia as it is in the US.
It's sneaking in. Yeah. Not just in these Uber rides. More restaurants these days, they'll put in your little thing on your pay by card, and then they'll just say, tip, sir. And it's really awkward. It's even more awkward than the bill thing. Because you actually have to type one in.
Your if pos as well, and you can tell that they're watching you, and you're like, oh, you have too broke to put yes.
You have to click OK to go past the tip. Don't like it.
Yeah. Well, neither does Nadine. She says, we're not in America. That's it. Nothing to discuss. Just straight to the point there. Savage,
Nadine,
not having a bar of it.
The word economy, I can get around that.
Yeah, I can as well.
Good one,
Punchy.
Nadine.
Matt, also, this guy, he wrote, you want a tip? Be good to your mother.
Yeah, Matty. Well done. I don't think I'll be tipping the Ubers.
No way.
This is nothing personal against the Uber.
No.
It's not the customer's job to determine this. I understand they're not getting paid very well. 100%. It's not up to us, though. Up to us.
Yep.
The taxi drivers, all the Uber drivers. They didn't invent taking someone from A to B. You know why I catch an Uber or a taxi? Because none of my friends can do it for bloody free.
Do you know what makes me nervous also is sometimes I get really confident when I'm drunk. I'm like, oh my God, best Uber driver ever.
Oh.
I'd be like, yes, $10 more.
You will be. You will be the tipper. That's exactly why they've done it. The tips will come out on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yep.
Chewy Louie, moment of the show.
Oh, the moment's got to be old mate on his wedding day. Few too many bevvies.
Oh, of course. Who could forget this man? We were talking about when did you trip over in public, and this is what he had to say.
It was on my wedding day. Me and lads were out all weekend partying. And come my wedding day, I've got there, I've walked up to the altar, and I've just went tits up.
You'd be so mad as a wife.
Oh, yeah. He would have been in the doghouse on the honeymoon as well. Well, nice to know where that man's priorities lie. Always a welcome caller. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Friday edition of the show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.